You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now to look ahead to some audio-described cultural highlights. Each month, we check in with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description, looking at some of the best arts events across the country. Anne, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to be with you again. Thank you.
So we have a few productions we're talking about today, and we're starting with festival season in full swing. Lots going on in the north of England.
There certainly is. It's an exciting time. It's always a bit interesting describing festivals because you might have up to 6 shows in a day, as well as visual arts exhibitions. So we've got 2 happening the first weekend in September, and there's so much to talk about, really. In Mansfield on the 2nd of September, they have a festival which they call the Shebang Festival. And this is great. It's lots of outdoor theatre, family entertainment. There are puppet shows, there are acrobatics, circus skills, and there's an interesting show called Eau de Memoir, and this is sort of takes its inspiration from the idea of perfume and scent and the kind of thing that that inspires in people as they sniff. So it has these kind of scratch and sniff cards, and I've done an introduction for it so people can listen to this beforehand. And each of the different scents from the cards is related to a scene within the play and a character within the play. So one might call to mind maybe a fairground. There are scents of candy floss, or there's one that's about a character who works in a swimming pool. So there's not such a nice smell of chlorine there. And they take us to different places. So that one works particularly well, I think, if you don't see so well, because it's all about the scent and what you're hearing, just as much as it is about what's happening and what's unfolding in front of you. So that's all happening in Mansfield on the Saturday. And on the Friday and the Saturday over in Hull, they've got quite a mega festival. It's going on for 3 whole days, and we're providing audio description for 2 days. So some of the pieces here are a bit more serious, kind of quite provocative. There are different shows that deal with issues like climate change. Also, a couple of pieces that are about migration and displacement. So over in Hull, we've got 2 different exhibitions which are happening, and they'll be described on the Friday. So there's a mix of collages and paintings and murals that will be fun to describe to people. And there are also 2 music events which feature artists. I think some are from Germany and some are from Holland, and it's all about the way that they play their instruments, how the shows are staged, and so there'll be singing and music, but also elements of live performance and movement. So that's where I'll be coming in, hoping to complement what people can hear with a description of the movements of the dancers and the staging of it, where the musicians are, which instruments they're playing. So that's on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, there are various shows happening, including there are 2 which sound absolutely spectacular in terms of acrobatics and athletics. There are 3 performers who use a kind of seesaw to launch themselves up in the air, and they do somersaults and they seem to walk through the air and they catch each other and they support each other and they balance each other on each other's shoulders. So there's an awful lot going on there. And obviously you can prepare for it as an audio describer, but every performance will be different depending on the interaction with the audience and also just how it goes on the day. Because one time you might watch it and they might manage a triple spin, and then the next time they might only manage one somersault. So there's a bit of excitement and very much that live action feel. So those are just a couple of the shows that are going on the Saturday. So you get the idea that there's loads going on and plenty happening.
Well, we're moving on to a theatre piece now that's been adapted from a best-selling book. Is that right?
That's right. This is Ocean at the End of the Lane. Now, this came out of the National Theatre. It's done very well at the National. It's done very good business in the West End. And now audiences around the country are getting to experience it. It's got audio description at several of the places it's going to. I'll be working on it when it's at Stoke Regent Theatre. And it's a fascinating story. It's about a man who kind of goes back in time. He goes back to his childhood home and he's transported to his 12th birthday when he was with a friend who claimed that the pond at the end of the garden wasn't a pond, it was an ocean. And then they enter into a magical world. So it's a little bit like going through the wardrobe, but they go into this magical world and there are scenes of fire, of battle, ancient forces, and it's all done in a very spectacular way in the adaptation for the stage. So it's a privilege to audio describe this one, and I think audiences will be quite taken away on this journey. And with all our theatre shows, we like to do a touch tour beforehand. So this one is no exception, where we're able to take people onto the stage, show them costumes, show them props, show them elements of the set and the scenery. And a lot of people find that really helpful as well, of course, as it being quite a privilege for us to get onto that stage and get up close and personal with some of the elements of the performance. So it's always a joy to lead those, and the timings vary, so it's always worth checking with the theatre beforehand. Sometimes it'll be an hour, sometimes it might even be 2 hours beforehand, but we always try and offer one whenever we can.
Fantastic. Well, as always, lots going on. Lots of audio described productions across the country that Mind's Eye are involved with, of course. And what's the best way for people to find out a bit more information about your work and some of the productions we've been talking about today?
The best way is to check on the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And we have a calendar there which takes us way beyond the end of the year and into next year. So lots of details there. Also, there's a news page that gets updated every month, so you can always get up to speed, a little bit more detail about what's going on. Also, if you just want to drop us an email anytime, maybe to check on the time for a touch tour or for a bit more information, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And then we're on, I'm not quite sure what Twitter's called now, but it's just an X. So we're at Mind's Eye Arts on that. And we're also Mind's Eye Description, which is on Facebook and Instagram. So there are lots of ways to keep in touch.
Well, thank you so much to Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description. We'll look forward to catching up with you again next month on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.